Was the percentage higher or lower or the same?
Oh, this is like that Price is Right game where you did the... Oh, did you see young Nicholas went to the Price is Right?
No, I did not.
I saw that on Facebook, I think. I don't... But then I heard Fatty talk about it, and I don't think it was the actual Price is Right in California. I think it was like some road show. Anyway, Adam, I'm going to go with higher because I want to say lower, and that's probably the easy answer. So I'm going to say higher.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Adam, I'm going to go with young Nicholas.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3724. I say foe of the BFO for Fall Right. The 13th, off in Eddie, of May 2020. Pizza Pie's Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. It's going well, y'all. Your Pizza Pie's today, because y'all Granny is back in town, and he's bringing pizza pie as our meal for Friday at Fatty's. And y'all, I usually just put this over there at the www, but y'all, I'm announcing it today. Y'all, today for right, the 13th, oh, Big Fatty. Y'all, it is National Cocktail Day. So y'all, get out there and enjoy a cocktail, or Big Fatty, just some tail. Well, okay, choke that chicken.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I got to see y'all today. Today, the 13th of May. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person on numerous occasions at the Pride 48 out there in Lost Wages. He is the official sports ball correspondent of the BFO. And I think he's caught COVID more than I think he's had it a couple of times, two or three times. Y'all, he is an absolute sweetheart. Y'all, usually communicates with Big Fatty over the Grin Doctor. Oh, Big Fatty, y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Mean Keen. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Mean Keen. And how appropriate the chicken is here. Y'all, if you see Mean Keen on the Twitty or the Metaspace or the Grin Doctor, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Oh, that damn chicken.
Happy birthday to you.
needed all these days that the chicken is here. Oh, there he goes again. After I spoke to you on yesterday's little show, y'all had me a delicious garden salad and with some ham and chicken on it, and y'all, it was lovely, just lovely. And y'all then young Nicholas stopped by, and we had a nice little visit. And y'all, he gave me a little touch up with the box raised on the sides of the noggin. And so y'all, that shirtless Jay says, gay powers restored. Be ready, whatever. But anyway, y'all, after he left, y'all watched the TV machine some, and y'all, then I watched The Survivor and Beyond the Edge little shows. Y'all played the Candy Crush. Y'all was having exceptionally good luck on the Candy Crush on Hump Day Night. So I played that while I was watching those two programs. Then I hit the hay. It was a little bit after 10 p.m. It was probably about 10:30 p.m. in the evening. And y'all slept like a baby. And y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely. And y'all got up Thursday morning, had McCaffrey, read the newspaper. Y'all, the Sudoku, y'all, I got it, but it was a good challenge. And y'all got the Wordle. I should have gotten it in three, but I got it in four. And y'all, then I was off on my morning nipple walk, did the big circle. Y'all, they're doing work at the big circle, so it's been enclosed by fencing. And I'm not exactly sure what they're doing, but they're doing it. And y'all came back here to the villa, and y'all, I needed to pick up a prescription. Y'all, I didn't realize I had a refill on this medicated salve that my dermatologist had given me. But y'all, if I get places that don't want to heal real quickly, I can put that medicated salve on it, and it's actually more of a cream than a salve. But anyway, and so y'all, I ordered the refill online, and your medication is ready for pickup. So y'all, about 11:30 a.m. in the morning, I was off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Freddy. Yes, we hear it, y'all. In addition to picking up my medication, my salve, y'all, there were a couple of things that I failed to get when I was there on Hump Day. Y'all, they had the good baked Mardi Gras chicken wings on sale. I couldn't find them. I know where they are. They're in the delicatessen. But y'all, they were out of them. So I picked up a thing of those. Y'all, they had these little, they're called the Tates. It's in a green bag. It's the Tate chocolate chip cookies. And it's just the little mini ones, about the size of a quarter. Y'all, they have a thing on there. And it's just a small little bag of them. They were free, so I picked up one of those. Y'all, I picked up a couple of bags of the Italian balsamic solid kit, which is the solid that I had Wednesday night. Y'all, it was real good. Y'all, I had a coupon for some vegetable dip. Got the dill flavored. Oh yes, big fatty Mr. Pickle flavored. had a coupon for that. And y'all, they had the Buitoni pastas on sale, and I almost got them on Wednesday, and I said, no, I'm not going to. They will buy one, get one free, and today, or Thursday, I said, yes, so I got that, y'all, that's all I bought. Y'all have spent, not including the prescription, $28.68, but I saved $7.88, plus I got my medicated salve. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all, from there, went over to the cafeteria. Y'all, we were, the Nip and I were meeting our travel agent, Joan, over there, to just catch up. And y'all, Joan was the travel agent for Miss Kitty and Olive, so we invited Olive to come join us as a surprise to Joan. Y'all, we had such a good time. Big Fatty had the country steak. Big Fatty, was it spelled C-U-N? It was not spelled C-U-N-T. And with the rice and gravy and the cabbage. Oh, Big Fatty, you and the damn cabbage. And y'all, I had the jalapeno cornbread. And y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely, and we caught up on a lot of things. Y'all made some of the final plans for the cruise of a lifetime in August. And y'all, from there, came back here to the villa. Y'all, I'm having my termite inspection today. Oh, Big Fatty, are they going to check your peg leg? No, not my termites. It's for the villa. Oh, that's very different. I've been doing my last minute preparations for that. Y'all, it's supposed to be raining. Y'all, it's already been sprinkling some, but we're supposed to be getting, rain, all day for a right day and Thursday night even. But, y'all, came back and I put away my provisions. I may have had to sample the Mardi Gras wings, and y'all, they were good. They're good. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Ready.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello again, Big Fatty. It's me, Paul the Shaggy. I'm just calling in to... I'll let you know how things went in Richmond Park.
Yes.
You know, we were out there.
Yes.
Hunting for vampires.
Yes, vampires.
Well, following a lead. We weren't actually hunting anything.
Yes.
Although I did hunt down a rather nice Danish pastry and vanilla latte, but that's another thing altogether.
Yes, so, altogether.
We were out here, and I did say I'd call back to reassure you that everything was okay.
Yes.
Well, turns out that our lead, about the yoga vampires,
yes,
wasn't right. There was something going on, but it wasn't yoga vampires this
yoga
time.
Vampires.
Apparently, there's a strange variety of wood nymph.
Oh!
Yeah, like a wood nymph. Apparently, these wood nymphs used to work for the cafe in the here in Richmond Park.
Oh, yes.
And apparently, wood nymphs are the sort of things that sort of follow you around and whisper in your ear.
Oh, yes.
And these wood nymphs, they used to wander around and they'd whisper in your ear, come and buy a hot chocolate, or come and buy a panini.
Buy a panini.
Or you know, whatever. They were employed by the cafe to drum up trade.
Oh.
And anyway, it's funny, you know, when you're walking along and suddenly you get a little nagging voice in your head saying you should do something. It's probably a wood nymph or a variety of wood nymph. But anyway, so somebody had seen one and mistaken them for a vampire. And it's not. Anyway, we had a word with the queen wood nymph.
Oh, yes.
And actually, we've got the wood nymphs to stop. Well, they are still advertising the cafe.
Yes.
But we've now got them to advertise some podcasts.
Oh.
So the wood nymphs are going around the wood and they're whispering in people's ear, listen to the Shy Life podcast or listen to the Smellcast or listen to Big Fatty Online. So hopefully our statistics, our downloads will go up as a result.
Yes, we want the
I thought it was quite a good idea, actually. I gave them a list of podcasts that... you'll be familiar with, and some that you may not that I like.
Uh-huh.
And that's what the wood nymphs are going to do. They're going to advertise. Help advertise.
So, I think that is lovely.
We should get a definite rise in downloads.
Oh,
anyway, that's about it.
Sure.
I just wanted to reassure you that everything was okay.
Oh, yes.
And that I didn't get vampired.
Oh, thank you.
And yes, we're heading home now. So,
yes.
All right. I hope all's well with you.
Yes.
And
lovely.
I'll send you another message soon.
Oh, that's.
Bye for now.
Lovely.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Y'all, that, of course, is Paul the Shy Yeti. And Shy Yeti, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And, I always thought of nymphs as being a sexual, you know. Oh, she's a lurid nymph. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Are you referring to... Nessa and Pocket Size Amy when they're doing their little show together, they're just sort of little nymphies with each other. Well, I wasn't specifically thinking of that, but oh yes, Big Fatty. Well, that's what I think of. Well, anyway, that's kind of creepy too. But Shy Yeti, thank you so much for the call. Yes, Big Fatty.
I was gonna say this the other day when I was listening to the show. I was gonna call you or send a little twitty, and I just have to say, and I hope everyone agrees, that my favorite parts of Poodle McNoodle of the Little Fart Pants show is when Poodle McNoodle says something that surprises Big Fatty. It's like there's pregnant pauses after Poodle says something, and it's like, Fart, how did you not know that Poodle was going to say that? Anyway, I love it when Sassy School's stink pot, too. So, you know, there's that. Bye. What, David? Guru. If Guru hears this, he has to send me a text message. And if he doesn't... Okay, so, I did get a contact by a Sacramento resident, and if I decide to do this, which I will know next Wednesday for sure, if I'm going to, and I'll meet, I'm not going to say goodbye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all out, of course, it's Miss Bacon, and Miss Bacon, thank you so much. Oh, dear, Gussie, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and can't wait to hear who you're going to have a secret rendezvous with. Y'all, I want you to go over to the BFO, and I'm just going to read this real quick, something that Miss Beaver had posted. And y'all, I get lots of kind comments, but I'll just read this. Your campaign for a random act of kindness is part of my life now. It is the little things that make people smile, and it goes both ways. Big Fatty, I didn't know that Miss Beaver went both ways. Well, evidently. Daniel Beaver, anything you want to add?
Adam, I'm going to go with young Nicholas.
Oh, well, that's not really going both ways. That's just November, May.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.